Number 38. The King's Consort. The king was consistent and fair in his ruling. One could say conservative. The consequential result was that his kingdom was boring. The king believed he had a land of consonants, but in truth it was constant boredom. It even bored the constellations, and they conspired to stay in hiding behind gray clouds. Of course, the king's subjects didn't want him to know this, so they acted in a constrained manner and constructed elaborate stories about fun. In truth, the only fun in the kingdom was the king's consort. She had a conspicuous stutter. Much to her shame, her consonants would fly from her lips at considerable speed. Words were rarely consolidated, and she consigned herself to being unintelligible. She consoled herself with the belief that she was well-liked, even though her speech was constricted. She thought herself to be a consummate hostess, and entertained in her conservatory under gray skies. She once entertained the consul of a neighboring country, for whom she had conserved her best jokes. Contact with other nations always excited her, and she could never show constraint. She could feel her throat constringe, but she couldn't contain herself. She lunged into a stream of jokes about his country's constituencies. The conspectus of her jokes was that the constituents were involved in a conspiracy to kill him. The consistency of her offensive jokes was breathtaking. She even suggested that the two countries undergo consolidation, leaving her husband in charge. She ridiculed his country's constitution and left no room for consonant opinions. She could not constrain herself, and her jokes became closer to a diatribe. She said that his country was under the grip of a terrible contagion named stupidity. She accused his wife of constitutional ugliness. As she spoke, she became more and more excited. She bobbed up and down in her chair like a rabid monkey, spraying saliva all over the room. Her mouth was like a machine gun, spattering the room with staccato syllables. The theme of her jokes would in other circumstances constitute a declaration of war. In other circumstances, armies would be receiving orders and polishing weapons. But there was no look of consternation on the consul's face. He sat politely with a bemused smile, and if you looked into his eyes, you would detect sympathy, because she, as usual, was unable to construe any real meaning at all. If you asked him what he was thinking, he would tell you that he was wondering if she had something contagious.